Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends on this Tuesday. Homecoming reunions are wonderful things, and I hope you've had several in your lifetime. Today, let's join the Apostle Paul and Barnabas in a tremendous homecoming reunion. It may have been one of the highlights of their entire lives. I left you with them yesterday in the town of Pisidian, Antioch. They were retracing their journey during which they had brought the gospel of Jesus Christ into modern-day Turkey. In fact, Paul had summarized his often difficult missionary journey by saying this to the elders of the churches which he had started in Derbe, Lystra, Iconium, and Pisidian Antioch. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, Acts 14, verse 22. Now let's be careful to not misunderstand what Paul is saying. The gospel clearly proclaims that our salvation is entirely a life-transforming work of God's grace in the application of the atonement work of Jesus Christ to our sin condemnation and the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit resulting in our becoming a new creation in Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Paul was not telling these church leaders that the kingdom of God is earned by our enduring hardships. Rather, Paul is describing the challenges he and Barnabas faced at every turn in every city on this first missionary journey. And why? Because the work of bringing the light of the truth of Jesus, his life and his message, into the darkness of places and people living under the domination of the dark kingdom is hardship work. The dark kingdom will not easily give up either the places or people that it dominates. Especially when people refuse the gospel, it's heartbreaking. We experience this spiritual battle in our own lives, our marriages and families, the workplace, and even the church. The dark kingdom must always oppose God, God's truth, God's people, and God's purposes. That opposition, when faced by God's people, results in hardships of various kinds. But the Lord Jesus Christ is victorious, and he promised his building up of his church would prevail in all places at all times. So are you experiencing that where you live, my friends? As Paul and Barnabas revisited the brave followers of Jesus in Lystra, Iconium, Pisidian Antioch, and even Perga, the first place they spent time after first arriving in the region of Pamphylia, they were greatly encouraged to see the courage, the steadfastness, and the spiritual growth of these early Christians in each town. Please remember, they did not have any of the New Testament as yet, nor did they have any of the apostles or other close friends of Jesus living in their towns. They were pioneers, the first generation of Christians, and it was a daily challenge for them to understand how Jesus' teachings were to be lived out in the Roman Empire by the power of the Holy Spirit upon them. As Paul and Barnabas traveled this retracing journey, it should not be difficult for us to imagine the great joy they experienced in each town as they gathered with the Christians and heard their reports of what the Spirit of God was doing in their towns. I'm sure they worshiped together, had meals together, prayed together, celebrated communion, the Lord's Supper together, all for the honor of Jesus. I have no doubt tears of great joy flowed in each meeting. Finally, Paul and Barnabas arrived back at the coastal village of Attalia, where they had most likely first set foot in Turkey. From there, they sailed back toward Syrian Antioch, probably landing at Seleucia, from which they had first set sail to Cyprus Island, and then finally the 12-mile walk to Syrian Antioch. In all, Paul and Barnabas likely traveled nearly 1,500 miles on this first missionary journey. Unlike today, they probably could not have sent word ahead that they were coming, so there was no welcoming parade. However, word would have spread very quickly as soon as Paul and Barnabas arrived back home in Syrian Antioch. Luke describes their reunion with these words. On arriving in Syrian Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God, for the work they had now completed, the church gathered together to hear the reports of all God had done through them, how God had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles, Acts 14, verse 26 and 27. Based on wonderful homecoming reunions you have experienced, what words would you use to describe what their return and reunion was like? It had been at least 2 years, maybe three, since they were sent off by the Syrian Antioch Christians to something no one had ever done before. Their stories, and in Paul's case, the scars from the rocks thrown at him in Lystra, would require many hours to tell, and all would point to the sustaining power and grace of Jesus. How often, as they spoke to the gathered church in Syrian Antioch, did the people simply break out in spontaneous praise and celebration, giving glory to God? Dr. Luke concludes this remarkable 14th chapter of Acts with this statement. Paul and Barnabas stayed a long time with the disciples in Syrian Antioch. Acts 14, verse 28. There was no place where, and no group of people with whom, they would rather be in those days, celebrating the miraculous victory of Jesus and penetrating the spiritual darkness of Pamphylia, Pisidia, Galatia, and Cyprus Island with the gospel of Jesus. May I ask, my Walking with Jesus friends, have you had the privilege of being part of a wonderful work of God like that during your lifetime? Are you even now, today, part of such a move of the Spirit of God in your city? As we all know, it begins deep in the hearts of people living in a passionate and dynamic relationship with King Jesus, empowered by His Holy Spirit and guided by His living Word. Is that a description of you, my friends? If it is, then be watchful, because God is likely planning something very big He's looking to accomplish with you and others like you in your city. And tomorrow, join me right back here to see what God did next.